The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Monday, Veterans Day. Mike and I are here. We're here for you because it is a Falcon Monday as well. We're going to talk plenty about the dogs. Do not worry. I know many of you are like, fellas, what y'all think? We're going to tell you. Georgia Tech, Coach Brent Key is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. And look, we're fans of Brent Key. But I'm telling you right now, and I've been saying this everywhere I can, he's building this the right way. And you see it. They are competitive. They've been in these big games. And then to have a top five team come in and be able to win like they did, Mike, at home, it speaks volumes about where Brent and this program is. And I think it's only going to get better. But can't wait to talk to him in the 5 o'clock hour because that was a hell of a win. And a big shout-out again to Atlanta United. Atlanta!
United! And again, so funny, we said this on Friday's show, all these Spanish legends, you know, and some of the biggest names in soccer who play for Inter are just like, What do you mean? Go home? This playoff thing is so strange. No, like, in their defense, in Europe, if you score the most points, you have the most goals, you're top of your league, you win, that's it.
It's over.
You know, English Premier League, you win, you know, get the most points, no one can catch you, break out the trophy, put the scarves on, have fun. Here we have a playoff. Americans love a playoff. And, hey, it's the greatest soccer upset since, like, no, MLS isn't the oldest league in the world, Carl, but it's the biggest upset in the history of MLS.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. It was incredible. I actually was down at the arena, and I said this to Mike Conti. There were people around us there that were just like, hey, the match is tied. Right. And I was like, Atlanta United? Because, you know, nobody was it was like on your phone. And that I will say this. This is the beauty of these phones. Like, there are bad things about your phones, right? Spending too much time on it, ignoring the people you love, etc. But, Mike, like, those situations where everybody at the same time, bloop, 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 is getting notices and you're starting to see Atlanta United's winning.
Right.
Everybody started losing their mind. So it was really cool because that is that connecting thing we talk about in sports.
Right.
Where you're at another event, which was a Hawks game, and then all of a sudden everybody's talking about Atlanta United.
And it's just a really, really cool vibe. We're going to get into it more in Guy Talk at about 4:40. But I just think they've gone through the big name coaches over the years. What does Rob Valentino have to do to get the interim taken off?
I think he just got
the job. He's over five. I had a guy today say, don't be prisoner of the moment. Prisoner of the moment? It's the greatest upset in MLS history with a roster which is still not even close to being together. They basically tore the thing apart, built it down to the studs, tried to bring some guys on the fly. This guy got him in the playoffs with a 10% chance, and then just had the greatest upset. And there's some other name who'll come in here, completely blow up this system. It makes no sense. We've been through the big name coaches and the big egos.
Yep.
Let's just stick with Rob Valentino, for crying out loud.
I hope, I'm being honest, I hope he gets a job now.
Me too.
I mean,
he's
seriously.
A good dude, and I just... I think he's earned it. I really do. You know, remember who was it? Steve Fisher, the year he took Michigan to the Final Four in 89?
That's right.
And everybody was like, no, I'm not so sure about this. He just kept winning and doing things that the previous coach couldn't do. And to me, you know when you know. And I think he's earned it. But we'll get into it later.
404-726-0929. You can text us as well. Poll question up, Turtle. We're good. About Young Weah-Koo. What's it say? Tell me what it's up, because I know people want to talk about this, because that is where I'm at today. That game finished yesterday, and the only thing I was upset about wasn't the effort. No, we showed up. Second half adjustments were in the game. The points we left off the board. That if you just make two of these field goals, we win the game.
Yeah, and this is something that we saw down in Tampa. If he makes his kick down in Tampa, we're not sweating that one. Look, these are big moments. These are divisional games. So yes. I know that the coach, and look, I'm not trying to dog out Coach Ra, because he's going to respect and he's going to protect all of his players, and he's going to say that it shouldn't have come down. Well, it's a playoff type atmosphere in New Orleans every time we're down there. It comes down to one possession, and that's the field goal kicker. And this guy,
Mike, we
is
beat him
shaky.
We beat him by two at home. We just lost by three. That's this game. That's what this game is. And to not say, well, it shouldn't be that way, this is what it's going to be. Turtle, what's the poll question?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. What should the Falcons do with Young Weah-Koo? I gave you three options. Cut him now, 21% so far. Give him one more game, 38%. Or stick with him the rest of the year, 41%. A lot of heated comments so far already. Yeah. Go check him out at Dukes of Bell 929. And a lot of people are saying, just bring in some competition.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. But I mean, as we say, we were joking around with Bradley Pinion, who's the punter, and basically these guys are all kind of, I joked around like smoking a cigarette on the side while everybody else is practicing. But again, no one understands it, because only so few people do it and understand the psychology of it. And fans, I know you and me go, you got one freaking job. This is your job. And you're indoors. You're supposed to make these. The one thing about Koo, just real quick, we were talking off the air, Carl and I. If you do go down this road and you think about replacing Koo, it's a rogues gallery of other guys who lost their job because they went through the same crap Koo is.
No, it is true.
And whether they're like 38 years old or whatever, you've got these sad sacks who come in, and maybe they work, maybe they don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry to say sad sack, but you know what I mean. There's nothing sadder and sackier than a retread kicker.
It's true. No, and here's the deal, too. Many of you yesterday weren't worried about the kicker until you were worried about it.
Right.
Like, we never talk about Koo because he has been consistent. Has he won big games for us? Yes. But at the end of the day, we're on a different trajectory right now, and we got to win these games. We cannot clown around and leave points on the board. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to the daily download.
Story number one.
I don't want to tell you guys that we started slow, but guess what? We started slow. 26 yards of offense in the first quarter. That's not getting it done. So Ra was asked after the game about this again.
You know, you don't get the results you want, but obviously they outplayed us today. They came out with the increased urgency we talked about. It took us too long to get started. We got going and thought we had a chance to close that game, but they made plays at the end of the game to win it, and they deserved it. Great job by those guys.
Took too long for us to get going.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, Kurt, especially on some of those things, those passes out to the flat, he was overthrowing Darnell Mooney.
Yep.
And Mooney was, now some were the really tough throws. There was a couple in there where Kurt, man, he throws into some freaking tight windows, and he usually gets it there. We talked about the interception at the end. But Kurt, I think he would admit, Kurt was not at his level of sharpness we expect.
I don't disagree, Mike. And the Falcons, by the way, after this loss, you know, you say, all right, we'll regroup. Listen, this road trip to Denver, I don't know if you guys saw the Denver-Kansas City game yesterday. Denver was in that game. It's what they expected to do against the Ravens, but they went east, got blown out, came back. And, Mike, they're playing well. I am not counting them out of this game at all. Earlier in the year, it was like, oh, rookie quarterback, blah, blah, blah. Their defense is playing really good.
And in his own way, I get little flashbacks for what we've seen in the past from Falcon. Now, mostly it's the ghosts of the 2003 season, but I can see Bo Nix moving around in that pocket buying time and guys getting open. Jalen Hurts did it to us earlier in the year, and we found a way to win. But I'm a little scared about going to Mile High. They got a good pass rush, and they got Nix looking good.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Oh, does the fact that we didn't do anything at the trade deadline, is it now coming home to roost? Mike, we'll talk about that coming up. UGA, they're not out of the college football playoff, but they could be. And the fact of the matter is, right now, and this is why a lot of UGA fans were upset with me this weekend, they're not that good. You have to own it. You have to say it and just accept it. It's not that they can't win. It's not that they might not end up where we expect, but they're not as good as they were. And the standard of what we thought this was going to be and what it is are two different things. That was total domination by Ole Miss over the weekend.
Yeah, and I'm watching this game, and you're saying, wait a minute, what the heck? You know, we talked about how it started. You know, you get the Jackson Dart interception. You get the you drive right down the field. Jackson Dart, by the way, limping off the field like he's done. You know, I like to get whatever he's got from my ankle. Shoot it up, tape it up, because he comes back out there. Even the backup's able to execute. They go down the field. Secondary look lost. I don't know. I mean, I've never seen a Kirby Smart Georgia secondary just give up that kind of spacing or mismatch. Whatever it was, it was bad. Guys were just running for miles and miles after the catch.
It really was bad.
Story number two.
If I gave you this stat line and said, hey, these two teams played, Georgia Ole Miss, 5 sacks, 9 tackles for loss, 4 forced fumbles, and a pick, who would you say won that game? You would just think it would be Georgia. Those are the stats of the Ole Miss defense, Mike, and how dominant they were in this game. And as far as Carson Beck is concerned.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Concern. It's in between his ears. It's not his ability. It's in between his ears. He only threw for 186, but this was bigger than him. Kirby said, I'm not here to take shots at my guy after the game, and I get that. But the fact is, Mike, I'm watching these difference makers over the weekend. Let me give you one. Jalen Milroe put the damn team on his back and went into LSU at night and beat him again. I'm watching these difference makers around college football say, I've got this. He doesn't have it.
Hell, you go a mile and a half that way. Haynes King with one good arm was able to do it. And Philo. I mean, talk about the drop. We'll get into that coming up later. But Georgia Tech, Haynes King comes in literally like, seriously, off of the bench, being banged up, and is able to execute and run and run. And Miami had no answer for it. But you're right. And I heard Randy Mack mention this, and Andy Randy. The Georgia wide receivers are so meh. They're just so not – they're not next level. And Ole Miss always has good skill position guys. That's kind of been their calling card. But it's just – like Georgia can still get in this thing, get into the playoff, and make a run. But it just doesn't pass the eye test. That's as bad as they looked in the LSU loss or the Georgia loss to Alabama in 21 in the SEC championship. They just got outplayed. And how about the times you've seen the video, the memes now, where the entire Ole Miss defensive front is in the backfield? Woo! I mean, I thought Georgia had – I get it. You don't have the depth you have, but even the guys that are supposed to be the 5 stars aren't getting the job done.
No, and Mike, there have been a few games like this, but people haven't talked about it. Kentucky was one of them. They did the same thing. And we talked about injuries on the O-line. No, they weren't blocking anybody. And then you get into the Alabama game, and all of a sudden it was a similar played game. When you talk about up front for Georgia, these games that they've had issues with, they've looked the same. All right. We're going to talk more with Connor Riley coming up at 4 o'clock.
Story number 3.
Congratulations to Brent Key, their big win over Miami. We cannot say enough about what this looked like for Georgia Tech. Mike, we'll ask him about if this has an effect on recruiting, but I think it does. But now not only are you bowl eligible, but you beat a top 5 team for the first time in almost, what, 10 years? It's 2009, I think it was. Number 4, Virginia, was the last time you won over a top 5 team.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.